Welcome to lesson 156. And here we're looking at a really amazing story of God's salvation, his purpose back in the Old Testament, the beginning point for his covenant in salvation with us, which he starts with Abraham. Now, when we look at our theme verse here before we get into Genesis 15, in Galatians chapter 3, verse 14, here's what Paul says. The blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So there's a promise of the Spirit that was given through Abraham. And Paul is praying here that that promise, that blessing that Abraham received, might come upon the Gentiles. And then it says, in Christ Jesus. So that blessing Abraham received was in Christ. How did that happen? How is it possible? It actually even says in Galatians, if you were to look at verse 8 of chapter 3, the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the nations by faith, preached the gospel to Abraham beforehand. So in Genesis 15 is where the gospel was preached. So the gospel has been since the beginning of time. And here we see it revealed to Abraham. So let's read Genesis 15. We're going to start at verse 5. Then he, God, brought him, Abram, outside and said, look now toward the heaven and count the stars if you are able to number them. And he said to him, so shall your descendants be. And here's Abraham's response. He believed in the Lord, and the Lord accounted it to Abraham for righteousness. So he's granted that righteousness we saw as we're studying justification in the courtroom of God. That imputed, credited righteousness, the righteousness of Christ that's given to someone through saving faith, clinging to God, clinging to Jesus Christ as the only source, the only hope for your salvation. This is actually credited to Abraham's account back in Genesis in 1300 BC. Let's keep reading. Then God said to Abraham, I am the Lord who brought you out of the Ur of the Chaldees to give you this land to inherit it. And Abraham said, Lord, how shall I inherit this land? How will I know it? So he asked an honest question to God. Now, this is strange. Here's how God answers him. Bring me a three-year-old heifer, a three-year-old female goat, a three-year-old ram, a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. Abraham brought all these to him and cut them in two down the middle and placed each piece opposite the other, but he did not cut the birds in two. And when the vultures came down on the carcasses, Abraham drove them away. Now, when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram, and behold, horror and great darkness fell upon him. Then the Lord God said to Abram, know certainly that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs, and will serve them, and they will afflict them for 400 years. And also the nation whom they serve I will judge. Afterward they shall come out with great possessions. He's actually describing to Abram what's going to happen with the nation of Egypt. Now as for you, here we are in verse 15, you shall go in your fathers in peace. And you shall be buried at a good old age, but in the fourth generation they shall return here, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet complete. So again, here we have that same picture, and really this is a prophecy of Moses who will lead the Jews out of Egypt. Now, here's the key, verse 17. And it came to pass, when the sun went down, it was dark, that behold, there was a smoking oven and a burning torch that passed between the pieces. That's the Lord God Almighty while Abram is asleep, passing between the split animals. So let's take a look at this. That word in the Greek that you see in the New Testament, that you see in the Old Testament, has the same meaning in the Hebrew. It means covenant, to divide by a sacrifice to secure the promise being made. Well, if you click on the screen, what you see is covenant here is not a contract and it's not a commitment. Because contracts and commitments are just obligations. They have limited consequences if they're broken. Now, what God is saying in verses 5 to 7 that we just read, God is making the unconditional promise to Abraham, securing it by a covenant, And because Abraham trusts him completely, believes in him, he is credited with righteousness. Now notice what this covenant's about. This still happens in the Middle East when a promise is made between two parties. They split animals in two, and the one making the promise walks between the animals, because here's what he's saying. What has happened to these animals, may that also happen to me if I break the covenant. Well, you notice Abram is asleep in verse 12, because the covenant does not involve a vow from Abraham. Verse 17, only God himself passes between the animals. This is the covenant of justification by grace through faith. This is the New Testament gospel, where God alone gives his word that if you cling to him in saving faith, he is the one who promises he will credit you with the righteousness of his Son, of Jesus Christ, that righteousness that comes through the accomplishment of his Son. Now, how do we know it's his Son? Well, notice in verse 17 it says, there was a smoking oven and a burning torch. This is a picture of the crucifixion. A smoking oven is God's judgment. It's his wrath. Exodus 19:8 is an example of that, where God places his full wrath on his Son. A burning torch. This is the light of the world. This is a picture of the light of God, God himself. This is Jesus Christ. It is through that sacrifice of his Son that God's wrath is poured out on him, and the promises made by passing through in the context of the separation of those animals, that only God is the one being held to this promise. This is incredible. This is what Paul references when he talks about the promise through faith. This is lesson 156.